Mando.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Season 4 of the I Wonder podcast series. My name is Mr. Boyer, and my class of Year 6 champions have delved even deeper into some fascinating wonderings. So let's get on with the show and find out what this episode's wondering is. Take it away, kids.
Hello, we are Jade,
Michelle, and Carissa.
But sadly, Carissa couldn't be here today. Moving on from that sad topic,
we're here to talk about the seriousness of stereotypes.
And make sure to listen to the other podcasts on the I Wonder channel.
So let's get into it.
Before we start, we would like to address that this might offend some groups of people.
Hey Jade, why'd you pick stereotypes as a topic?
Well, because when we're playing sports, for example, when we're playing basketball in school, no one passes to the girls. It's boys passing to boys.
We also chose this topic because it's wrong to think that just girls and women clean, then boys and men work. Like, that's not right.
Seriously? You didn't know that? Something that they don't know. Something like a stereotype is something that offends a group of people, like a person calling someone a Karen.
Okay, then I've got something you probably didn't know. Like, there are different types of stereotypes, like cultural stereotypes. For example, when all Asian people have wider eyes. For someone to say this to someone who's Asian is very hurtful and rude.
You know what the worst or most hurtful stereotypes are?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, the worst stereotype is non-binary, which are stereotypes about a person that does not specify their gender and has the pronouns as they, them.
For example, when teachers are placing kids in line by their genders, someone who's non-binary stands by themselves.
And gets left out. The impact that this does on a person is crucial and makes someone want to change themselves to someone that they're not.
This impacts people's mental health. People should respect people's genders and who they are. Lily from 6th Blue has allowed us to share her opinion.
As a girl, it is hard for me to live my life without being judged. Sitting with a dress is very difficult. I struggle with it every day at school. I want to do things like cartwheels and handstands, but my dress limits me to the bare minimum. It is ridiculous in my eyes because boys aren't ever told to sit properly or stop being so proud. Living in a world where girls can't be accepted for themselves or being judged or told off is absurd.
Because with people judging what we can and can't do can put girls down, with people thinking that we can do sports and underestimate our ability and strength. Even the government agrees, and they are putting ads on TV to try and stop it because this is a serious matter in the world and it happens everywhere.
If you see people stereotyping, don't go along with it. Put a stop to it. Don't be a bystander.
Bye.